Wouldn't be a blackberry, would it?
No, it's a big red thing. You might grow in a garden. Hmm. You could buy these plants and set them out. Hmm. Or grow it from seeds.
Well, you got me there.
It's something you might make, put in, it's a big leafy plant that you'd stake up.
Hmm.
And several of these are growing a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And you could slice them and eat them on lettuce or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't believe I knew where cutting that.
What are some things that you'd grow in a garden that are red?
Well, you'd grow red onions, you'd grow beets, and beets. Make pickle out of them.
Uh-huh.
Then you grow these here, what do I call them, radishes.
Uh-huh.
That's two things red. And then in the ground, you pull them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a turnip. And you peel them,
uh-huh.
Cook them about 3 hours till they're done. Then you fix your vinegar, put your sugar in it, and when they ever get ready then, you put the top on, screw it down, then you can have pickle all year if you want. Or you, from the beets,
mm-hmm.
But these radishes to eat with beans and onions, garden time, when that's out, well, they don't put them up.
What about something that's red and doesn't grow in the ground? It just grows on a regular plant.
Couldn't be a flower of some kind, could it?
No, I'm thinking of tomatoes.
Oh, tomatoes.
What kinds of?
Red tomatoes or yellow tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
There's two kinds.
What about those little ones that don't ever get much bigger than this?
They call them tomato.
Okay. Now I mentioned potatoes. What kinds of potatoes are there?
Orange potatoes.
Mm-hmm. What about the ones that have yellow meat inside?
I forgot the name of that. It ain't the orange cobblers and it ain't the Burbanks. But the potato of that kind, it ain't the Green Mountain. But now, the ones you're talking about, I can't tell you.
What about, you mentioned an oven that you might use and you cook things in front of the fireplace?
Yeah.
Did you ever put a certain kind of potato?
It's sweet potatoes in it.
Uh-huh.
And wash them and grease them. And put your... I have this fall of a lot of cold, and when you go in, get your taters ready, you put your cold out here on the hearth. Then you get your oven.
Mm-hmm.
Then sit right over the, got legs on about like that.
Yeah.
About 2 or 3 inches. You got three legs.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a lid, it fits over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a handle right in the center of the top. And you take a poker, pot lifter, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put that up and get it sort of warm,
mm-hmm.
then you got your tater, then you put that over your tater with that pot lifter, because you can't, it's red and hot yet when you take it off.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take your shovel and go back to your fireplace.